Health Agency's representative in a moment, but we would invite you to take part in the programme. 90333105. Dr. Janice Bailey is about to speak to us. Dr. Bailey, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
These are very worrying figures, and it's linked to so many different areas of life. For example, if you've been in a broken relationship, if you're using alcohol, if you've had prescriptions, if indeed you have some form of mental health challenge, there are so many boxes that can be ticked to suggest you are vulnerable to suicide. This all based on coroner's reports for a decade.
Yes, we are launching three reports on suicide studies and mental health studies this morning in Belfast. These three studies, funded by the Public Health Agency, have looked across the spectrum of suicide and mental health to investigate how these complex issues can come together and create the crisis situation that leads to the very tragic consequences of someone taking their own life.
One of the other telltale signs, being unemployed. However, I'm sure there are many people who have died by suicide in Northern Ireland who haven't been on a medical prescription, who haven't fallen out with someone in relationship terms, who haven't been unemployed, and indeed who haven't been ticking any of those boxes that I've made reference to.
Yes, and I think that it's very important that we understand the complexities of what can lead to these problems. People will quite often feel that they aren't able to share the experience that they're the feelings that they're having. They may contact their GP and they may speak to family members, but the issues may not come to light, and someone is then left wondering how this ever happened.
There's one other important point that I didn't include in the list, and that is around 50%, every other person who died by suicide during that 10-year sample period, 05 to 11, every other person had attempted suicide before.
Yes, and it's well known that this has been the case. And often when people contact services or when it becomes clear that they are having suicidal thoughts, they are able to speak to someone for quite a short period of time. They might speak to someone at the A&E department. And certainly it's difficult then to ensure that those people are followed up effectively. Everyone who works in this area is extremely committed and work very hard to try and make sure that people are properly supported, but they're not able to watch everyone 24 hours a day. Families are still left wondering how this ever happened.
Misuse of alcohol in there. I'm just going down this list of telltale signs, but it also sums up so many people who would never contemplate suicide.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that it's important that rigorous research is carried out, that data collected at the time of death, when the experience is literally fresh in the minds of those around the person. There may be clues in there that could be helpful in creating a better service to support people who are thinking in this way.
So should we all be keeping our eyes open? Should we be looking at family members? Should doctors be considering their patients? Should university professors be considering their students, and so on and so forth? Employers having a look around at their employees. Can everyone play a part to try and spot someone who might attempt to take their own life? Or would we be intruding by trying to analyse someone who maybe I'm just using the term because everyone will understand it. Would we be intruding by reacting to people who may be acting slightly oddly?
Well, everyone knows this devastating effect that suicide can have on families and friends, and also communities where someone takes their own life. There are very few of us in Northern Ireland who have not known of a family or a friend who has lost a loved one. It costs nothing to look out for colleagues, friends. I mean, for instance, even where you mentioned alcohol problems. Teachers in school have a role in just keeping an eye on the pupils, making sure that they are relating well to others in the class and that they're able to carry out their day-to-day work in school. And it certainly is important that employers across the whole age spectrum, universities, and even with the elderly and in rural communities, that people are looking out for each other. And they don't. It doesn't have to be intruding. It just has to be, making sure that someone is okay.
Yeah, and it's not just Belfast, of course. The rural communities blighted by suicide also. And time and again, Doctor, we hear a description of someone who died by suicide, and their friends will say, something must have just gone in their mind. Something just must have clicked, because he or she was acting completely normally, behaving totally rationally, and then the next thing I heard, they had died by suicide. Is there really a scenario like that?
I suppose I am not particularly able to answer that question, but what I would say is that you mentioned the issue of stigma and people feeling that they wouldn't ever want anyone to know that they were suffering mental health problems or that they were contemplating suicide, and people hide it very well. And I think we are aware from earlier research that people feel that perhaps they don't want to be seen to be attending a clinic which focuses on mental health. And it's up to us as health professionals and even in the community and voluntary sector to create the opportunity where people feel comfortable to be able to speak about the issues that they're experiencing.
Will we ever see progress? Final question, because we've discussed this. I've been on this programme for the best part of 9 years now, and suicide has been discussed many, many times, and I don't see any progress being made.
Well, these three studies in particular have collected a huge amount of quantitative and, importantly, qualitative evidence on groups of people who have experienced mental health issues and those who've taken their own lives. They've spoken to health professionals, they've spoken to bereaved relatives, and I am hoping, and we are all hoping, that there is useful evidence in there that can support the development of more effective services that will help to reduce the incidence of suicide in Northern Ireland.
Okay, Dr. Bailey, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Janice Bailey.